At the moment the outage began, precious metals were exceptionally strong. Silver was at all-time highs. Platinum was surging. And on that same day, China launched its new platinum futures contract, which opened strongly and drew considerable attention, as new contracts are wont to do. Then, once Globex went offline, silver sharply reversed in the spot market, giving back much of its earlier gains.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. It's Friday, the day after American Thanksgiving. It's 7:32 a.m., and we're going to do a special market rundown. Supposed to be off today, but there was some significant news last night that anyone who's waking up after a long holiday dinner might be a little bit surprised by. The news item, you're looking at the gold spot market on your screen there. The news item is CME Group halted trading across its futures and options markets late Thursday after a data center cooling failure disrupted the CME Globex platform, interrupting live pricing in commodities, treasuries, equity index futures, and foreign exchange during early Asian trading. CME first acknowledged the disruption on November 27th at around 2200 Central Time, reporting that, quote, a cooling issue at CyrusOne data centers had forced a halt of all CME Globex and EBS electronic markets. The issue affected benchmark contracts, including crude oil, gold, the S&P 500 futures, FX pairs, and US Treasuries. Bloomberg's initial flash update reported, quote, live trading of commodities futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange has halted, according to traders who monitor the platform. Contracts include crude oil and palm oil are affected in Friday morning Asian trading. Bloomberg added that CME Group, quote, at the moment did not immediately respond to Bloomberg queries. The halt extended across asset classes and persisted longer than a similar multi-hour outage in 2019. According to Bloomberg's follow-up report, the impact of the malfunction across a slew of markets from crude oil to treasuries and S&P 500 futures, already longer than a similar hours-long outage back in 2019, is a reminder of the reach of CME and its Globex electronic platform. Market participants described operational difficulty and growing concern as price feeds stalled worldwide. Bloomberg again noted it has also triggered widespread frustration as market participants contemplated the prospect of a lost trading session. Strategists cited the timing of the halt immediately following the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday as a compounding factor given reduced liquidity. Liquidity is already thin, Chanana said. So even a brief halt can distort price discovery in treasuries, FX, and commodities. He is the chief economist strategist at Saxo Markets in Singapore. The main risk is a burst of catch-up volatility when they reopen, I would presume he means. CME said its teams were working with CyrusOne to restore systems and would issue, quote, pre-open details once the environment stabilized. As of early Friday U.S. hours, no firm restart time had been published. Now, there are many takes, humorous and serious, going around. We've contributed to the humorous ones last night. We were up most of the night monitoring it. But we're going to give you three we think really feasible. These are points that need to be made so we can see how it resolves itself, the path, so to speak. Before we do that, here's the markets. 10-year yields are unchanged, offered at 396. 398 spot 60, I should say. The dollar is 99.69, up 15. The S&P 500 is 68.23. These are spot markets, 880. The NASDAQ is 25.351, up 82. The VIX is 17.47, up 25. Gold is 41.74, up 11. Silver is 53.82, up 49. Copper is 508, up 2. WTI is 59.13, down 6 or so. Natural gas is 440, up 1. Bitcoin is 91.618, up 330. A strong weekend. It traded for a couple hours. That's the session right now. Ethereum 30.39, up 25. Palladium 14.25, down a half a buck. Platinum 1641 up $52. Keep in mind, China's Shanghai Exchange added platinum, I think Wednesday, but now it's getting going. And you can rest assured that the buying is on the Chinese exchange right now. Gold, silver, 77.50, significantly lower for the last 3 days. Soybeans, 11.16, up 8. Corn, up 8 at 4.31. And wheat, up 2. So grains are all strong. All right. So these are, I guess you'd call these takes, editorials, depending on how you view this type of work. But having had experience in it and been involved in forensic explanations of situations like this for my own survival, I'd like to offer 3 points of view, all of them possible, some of them more logical than others, some of them more frightening than others. Okay, on the surface, this looks like a straightforward technical failure. Cooling problems happen in data centers. Hardware fails. Software misbehaves. In most industries, that would barely make news. But this is not, quote, most industries. This is CME Globex, one of the most relied upon and redundantly engineered electronic training systems on the planet. It is supposed to be robust, resilient, and always available. And more importantly, global markets depend on it. Financial markets function because prices are continuously broadcast. When price discovery stops, liquidity quickly becomes illiquidity. Markets seize, information flow slows or fractures. The entire structure of modern globalized trading depends on tight, uninterrupted synchronization. When that breaks, the system stops looking global and starts looking fragmented, which is in many ways a mirror of what's happening in the world right now. CME has only experienced a few major platform failures in the modern era. 2014 and 2019 are the big precedents, and those occurred in a world where CME had no serious competitors. This has changed. The Shanghai Futures Exchange and the Shanghai Gold Exchange, both separate exchanges tied together, have been gaining ground rapidly in metals. Exchanges today do not simply match trades. They compete for the right to define the price the world references. The old, quote, turn the machines back on line from Trading Places is now a real geopolitical business analogy. So beyond the immediate technical failure, there is a strategic business issue. This is the first point. This outage exposes vulnerability, whether the root cause was hardware, software, a vendor problem, or a holiday weekend scenario. The end result is the same. It shows that even the most centralized and respected price engine in the West can go dark. And that is exactly the kind of incident that encourages rival exchanges to accelerate their own ambitions. Any business that depends heavily on its online infrastructure, Amazon, cannot afford downtime. This is not different. CME's electronic platform is the business. When it goes offline, the brand takes a direct hit. In a competitive landscape that now includes rising Asian futures markets, the optics are poor and the timing compounds the problem. There is also a second line of interpretation, not a conclusion, but a concern some traders and analysts voiced unofficially. At the moment the outage began, precious metals were exceptionally strong. Silver was at all-time highs. Platinum was surging. And on that same day, China launched its new platinum futures contract, which opened strongly and drew considerable attention, as new contracts are wont to do. Then, once Globex went offline, silver sharply reversed in the spot market, giving back much of its earlier gains. To traders watching closely, it looked as if the physical market price struggled once its futures contract vanished, exposing how interdependent the two markets have become. One veteran trader put it bluntly, perhaps too bluntly, when he suggested that, quote, someone pulling the plug on the COMEX until they could get that paper book that they have in order, referring, I think, to the rehypothecation cross orders. That's speculation, and it should be treated as such. But it captures a sentiment that arises whenever a key pricing venue fails during critical market moments. Robinhood, for example, okay? Smaller exchanges in crypto that shut down when the market gets too strong or too weak. History has its own analogs, such as the London gold pool in the late 1960s, when coordinated efforts were used to steady a market under stress. Cannot emphasize enough that if people are talking this way, then trust is being eroded in the institution that directs the that has such an important part in our system. Whatever the underlying cause, the optics are not good for CME. They are not good for Western market leadership more broadly. Coming after the LBMA's liquidity strains in physical metal and amid rising prominence of the Shanghai exchanges, SGE parallels LBMA. Shanghai Futures Exchange, SHFE, parallels COMEX, which is now a subdivision of Globex. The outage feeds a narrative that the Western pricing structure is looking increasingly fragile while the Eastern infrastructure is expanding. In that sense, this may be more than just a cooling system failure. It's another sign of a world moving from globalization toward regional realignment and a world where price discovery is no longer defined by a single center, but by competing ones. Mercantile, if you will. There is one final observation from last night that we would like to draw your attention to, having studied the tape closely. And let's bring up a chart to that effect first. Here's a couple charts for you we'll go through. There's the Reuters coverage of the story. There is, I forget the name of this organization, but they do a lot of data coverage. The cooling issue at data center halts futures trading for CME Group. There is the data center. I'm not sure if that's a real rendering or AI generated. Here's the Financial Times coverage. Bloomberg's is behind a paywall. There's a picture of the CME. And now we go to the charts that spurred this last opinion. And this is what I believe is going on. It reveals the problems that were described, but it, I think it aptly describes what happened mechanically in a forensic point of view. Okay. This reflects the market structure rather than any theory about intent. When the CME futures complex went offline, but spot metals continued the trading, the price action exposed the degree of interdependency between the two venues and the interdependency in metals of the bullion market, the bullion dealers, to trade both venues. So on the left-hand side, you see silver futures. Silver futures. On the right-hand side, you see a representation of spot, not the true spot market, but CFDs, which trade out of Europe. The left-hand side, when the futures closed, they closed. The right-hand side, the market, the silver market, had a very deep dive immediately thereafter, and then it reorganized itself, and it seems to be normalizing. But the deep dive after the gray line is what I'm talking about here. It'll be more obvious in gold, but I want to leave silver up here for the moment. If you review the charts from this window, you will notice a pronounced dip in gold during the outage. This is silver. Let's go to gold since I'm talking about it because it's worse. All right. The simple interpretation is structural. A meaningful share of the incremental buying in precious metals originates from the future side, while a meaningful share of incremental selling flows through the spot and OTC market. When the futures market suddenly disappeared, the buying flow that normally meets OTC selling, where the bullion banks play, suddenly disappeared. Okay. The selling still arrived because the OTC market has its own origin order flow, but the buying was not present. The selling, again, still arrived, but because the OTC market was open, the buying that normally offsets it was unavailable. With no counterparty to absorb the flow across exchanges, prices moved lower. This is not a conspiratorial argument. It is an illustration of how the ecosystem actually works. People familiar with this with this program and with this newsletter know that we talk about EFPs a lot. The EFP is an example of this. The futures market is where a large portion of the speculative and directional flows originate. The spot and OTC markets reflect physical related commercial and arbitrage activity. Banks and major liquidity providers operate across both venues and use each market to hedge or offset flows from the other. Now, when one venue goes dark, the intermediaries who knit these markets together cannot perform their normal function. Last night demonstrated this clearly. Without the futures side operating, the OTC side became temporarily order imbalanced. The intermediaries, who usually bridge the spread between both markets, were unable to do so because one leg of the bridge was offline. The result was a short window where spot prices traded in isolation, a real-time example of market fragmentation. And a lot of the selling got bad fills. This is an important lesson about the structure of the modern metals market. It is globally connected when everything is functioning, but that connectivity is now fragile. A single failure at the electronic exchange level can cause the global pricing mechanism to split into separate islands. The fragmentation, even if temporary, is a form of deglobalization in practice, a sign of how reliant the system has become on centralized price discovery and how quickly it can fracture when that center experiences stress. This should be taken seriously. It was a rare event, but it exposed one of the most important truths about today's metals markets. The system works only when all the components work together. And they will not work together anymore in this geopolitical environment. So, spoofing aside or shutting down a market to get things organized aside, very dangerous stuff to happen. And extreme, I can't tell you how rare this is, all right? The CME built something called the Aurora Center for co-location. I mean, redundancy upon redundancy. This shouldn't happen. There are three or four fail-safes before it goes out. So holidays may have had something to do with it. But regardless, you can see what it did to gold. You may not be able to see it here, but because of the rendering, but I'll show you what we're talking about here. Gold, these are 15-minute charts. An hour after, dipped all the way down to here, rebounced, and then retested it. So gold was the most aggressive example of selling that could not find buying. Silver, while it wasn't the most aggressive, net was the most aggressive in the 45 minutes afterwards. So somebody got a bad fill on their selling, or maybe somebody panicked and had to sell and the exchange was closed, so they went to the OTC market. Anyway, I'm Vince Lancey. Have a great day and have a great Friday and weekend. Thank you.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again next week. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions. And thanks for watching.